the priestly character, according to St. Paul, Titus 1:6-9. The priest should be blameless, ananglitos. All virtues are comprehended in this one word. It requires a perfection, for if every sin, every idle word is deserving of blame, whose there is in this world that is sinless and blameless? Deacons, priests, and bishops are held to high ethical standards. Saint Paul requires the virtue from the deacons as from the priests, bishops, for though they were not of equal rank, they must be blameless and pure. We are asked to be preserved in righteousness until the day of judgment. Priests who could not be shaken in spite of so many turmoils and disagreements proved that they would remain faithful to the end in the day of judgment. Since there is no priest who is beyond blame, every priest confesses that he is unworthy to minister the liturgical sacrament. The liturgical texts express the priestly unworthiness in many places. In the service of the Kyrion, with bowed head, he says, O Lord, stretch forth thy hand from thy holy place on high, and strengthen me for thine appointed service, that standing uncondemned before thy dread altar, I may celebrate the bloodless ministry. Spiritual passages are appropriated especially during the washing of the hands. As he washes his hands, the priest says, I will wash my hands in innocency, and I will compass thine altar. Destroy not my soul with ungodly, nor my life with men of blood, in whose hands are iniquities. Their right hand is full of bribes. As for me, in my innocence have I walked. Redeem me, O Lord, and have mercy on me. In the first prayer of the faithful, he says, Enable us, whom thou hast placed in this ministry, by the power of thy Holy Spirit, without condemnation or flattering, with the clear witness of our conscience, to call upon thee at all times and in every place. In the second prayer of the faithful, he says, Hear our prayer, cleanse our souls and bodies from defilement of flesh and spirit, and enable us to stand before thine holy altar free of guilt and judgment. While the cherubic hymn is chanted, the priest says this prayer. No one bound by the desires and the pleasures of the flesh is worthy to come forth. Look on me, thy sinful and unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and my heart from evil conscience. By the power of thine Holy Spirit, enable me, vested with the grace of priesthood, to stand before thine holy table. Turn not thy faith from me, or reject me from among thy children, but let these gifts be offered to thee by me, thy sinful and unworthy servant. In the liturgy of Saint Basil, the prayer of the Proskomithi, the priests prays, Do thou in thy goodness accept these gifts from the hands of us sinners. The phrase of us sinners shows that there is a special sense of fellowship to our beloved clergy, a deeply felt identity with the apostolic tradition, and a loyalty to the Master Jesus Christ, to the bishop who is the icon of the Father. The sense of priestly bond is not limited to the text of the liturgy, but it goes beyond to their relationship as brethren.